Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. It's great to continue to be with you. I know it's like a dream come true for you. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. It's a little bit of small business heaven. And check out all the features that we have there, all the resources that we have. They're all there available for you for free. Everything there is free, unless you decide to buy a book, and we're going to charge you for that. And so check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to check out my new blog, Jim's blog. And you can also go there. You can go to the blog address directly if you want to through the website or at jimsblog.biz. Sam Norwood is our guest. Sam is with Tatum Partners. He's one of the partners at Tatum Partners. And as you know, once a month they conduct a survey of their members, their partners across the country, 400-plus people that who are out there running businesses, and they ask them, what's going on? Are you excited about the future, or what happened in the past, and how are things going out there where the rubber meets the road? And Sam compiles all those responses into a report, and we are happy to be one of the people that he brings this report to. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. I love your introduction with hollering "Yee-hoo!" That gets everybody up in the morning.
That's exactly right. Yeah, we got to get the blood boiling. Sam, what's the news from your partners out there?
Well, our partners are saying right now things are good, things are strong, business is good, and they examine what's going on in their immediate surroundings with a client. What's going on in that client's company? Are things better, worse, or about the same as the last month? And we look back 30 days and we look forward 60 days. You know, is our outlook better, worse, or about the same looking out 60 days? And so ours is a short-term survey of what's going on right now. And our guys are saying, and gals are saying, that on the whole, things are strong, and employment is among the subcategories of what's going on, is the strongest we've seen in some time.
Mm-hmm. Over, what is it, over 2.5 million jobs, I think, the U.S. economy has created in the last 24 months.
Yeah, it's good. And I think
unemployment's
you know,
at 5%.
When this recovery began, it seemed like employment was lagging, and it was lagging, and it was because our productivity was improving at such a rate. But now that we are in the expansion mode, recovery takes you up to where you were before. Expansion picks up then. And when you're expanding, you're hiring more, and you're spending more on capital to meet the demand. Our responders said that backlogs are increasing and are expected to increase, indicating that they're close to their capacity in many industries.
Well, there was a lot. There was a big drawdown of inventory back in the early part of the year, and it seems that people are that we actually depleted a lot of inventories, and it seems like in the last quarter, in the quarter that we're actually in, those inventories are being replenished, aren't they?
Well, they are some, and but we're selling strongly also, and so the inventories are one thing, backlogs are another, and business is strong. But we are seeing indications of developments that will cause us to be extra wary in the coming months.
Right, and I want to talk about those in just a little bit, something you call the potential for a perfect storm. In the next segment, I want to get into that a little bit. But let's focus on, your folks look at a 90-day window, as you say, back 30, forward 60.
Yeah.
And employment is strong. The backlogs are getting a little bit better. What do you think this quarter? You know, third quarter typically has been a pretty good quarter for the last few years, hasn't it?
It has, and I think it's going to be fine. I think for third quarter we're going to see GDP up in the range of 3.5%, maybe even 4%. It's strong.
Mm-hmm.
unemployment is down, and employment is up, and people should be happy about that. Certainly the current administration should be happy to see these results coming in.
Well, we've got 5% unemployment, which the economists that I talk to say that that's pretty close to full employment.
It is, and I always feel for those who are looking for a job and need the money and need the work and don't have it as individuals. But on the whole, it is true that there is a certain amount of inevitable float of those who are currently out of work, but they should have good prospects now for finding work if they really want it and qualified.
When we come back, we're going to talk about what Sam calls the potential for a perfect economic storm. We'll do that right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood with the Tatum Partners. Sam, tell us a little bit about Tatum Partners, and give us your website, please.
Tatum Partners started about 10 years ago to provide for the fulfillment of the position CFO, Chief Financial Officer, or CIO, Chief Information Officer, in companies of small, medium, and large, either on a temporary basis or a full-time basis or a part-time basis, and we are an outsource, so our partners remain partners with us and have our shared intellectual capital, but they serve in those positions and they do projects, and we started here in Atlanta and expanded out. We're in 30 cities now, and actually our count is right at almost at 500 partners across the country.
Well, and the website is Tatum.
And the website is TatumPartners.com, T-A-T-U-M Partners.
And you can find the survey there as well as on my website. We keep it on the homepage of our website. Sam, I'm looking at your index.
Mm-hmm.
Your rolling averages index.
Yep.
And it's a little bit above for this month where it was last month.
Just a little bit.
But if you look at the rolling average, it's rolling a little bit downhill, isn't it?
It is, but it's still in a positive territory. And what that means, the slant of the rolling index indicates whether we're accelerating or decelerating, and it shows that we're decelerating a little bit. But the height of it shows whether we're strong, medium, or weak in terms of business conditions. And it's a summary of several parts of our overall survey. And so what this is indicating to us is that business conditions are strong, but they're not as strong as they have. They're not accelerating. They're more in the holding pattern and maybe decelerating just a little bit.
Well, it's one of those things where we might not mind the number, but we might not like the trend.
Exactly. Exactly.
And
those trends, you can see in this thing, it'll zig and zag month to month, and actually change is registered month to month.
Right.
And that's the one of the advantages of this particular survey, is that because it varies month to month, we can detect change, and the amount of that change or the oomph behind that change, and we're sensitive to it and come out actually with ours before most anything else is registered as either a trend or a blip, up or down, one way or the other.
Right. Let's talk about some of the economic indicators that are out there, some of the economic conditions that we're experiencing, and how this is going to affect your folks as well as my audience, small business owners across the country. There, as you know, right now small business owners are getting a double whammy in terms of oil prices and interest rates.
Well, exactly. Interest rates have been rising all year. At first, the first part of the year, the short-term rates were rising and long-term rates were not. So that kept housing really strong and people were mortgaging and so on. More recently, long-term rates have gone up, too. And that has to do with the what's known as the yield curve. If that yield curve goes flat, something happens at financial institutions, they're taking in money deposits and paying for those deposits at a rate about pretty close to what they are lending at,
right.
And which means that the spread comes down for them, and that hurts them. But
money tightens up.
That's when they have to tighten the money and be more selective in whom they lend to.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're watching the yield curve right now. It's okay, but it's a little tight. We believe short-term rates are going to continue to rise, and we'll see if long-term rates keep up with that. If not, then the yield curve will flatten some more, and it could mean that banks will become more selective.
If oil prices remain high and continue to rise, interest rates continue to rise, and the yield curve flattens, that's what you call a perfect storm, isn't it?
Yes. Those factors affect so many things. Later today, there's going to be the release of information about housing starts and housing permits. And the expectation of most economists, and this has to do with rising interest rates, is that housing will weaken. It's already weakened the last 2 months. And
your report, the construction component of your report, is one of the weakest, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And so we anticipate that the housing boom will decline some, and we'll see in the future months how much it is. Right now, it's still high. It's over 2 million starts, 2 million permits, but that's really good. But if it comes down, it affects not only home builders, but it affects the suppliers of those home builders, and it affects appliances and carpet manufacturers and all these trades, and it trickles out a lot. We're also looking pretty close at automobile sales. You know, we had a surge in autos in the past month due to the pricing famous employees, but that applied only to the 2005 models, and it clears the way for the 2006s to come on. The question now is: What are they going to do to move the 2006s? And we're going to watch that pretty closely too, because it's an indicator of how strongly consumers feel about taking on loans and making commitments to buy things like cars.
Right. Sam, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with Sam Norwood. When we come back, we're going to find out what his partner said about the next 60 days. Right after these messages, it's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and want to remind you, in the next hour, first half of the next hour, June Reed is going to be with us. She's going to be reporting from Baghdad, from the Green Zone, as they call it, and she's going to be telling us about what's going on over there these days. And, Sam, that's a fascinating thing to contemplate, this birth of a nation over in Iraq right now. There are so many people over there, Sam, Americans who are over there right now helping Iraqis create their economy, and they're having a lot of success over there.
Well, they are having a lot of success, and they have their challenges as well, and I really feel that they're sacrificing themselves to be there because there they are in a place. If we think it's hot in the south of the United States, it's 115 degrees over there.
Yeah, in the
and
shade.
They're in very dangerous territory.
Yep.
And they're away from their families.
But they're all volunteers.
The home.
They're all volunteers, Sam.
Yeah, they are. And my hat's off to them. I was on a flight the other day where a young boy, it must have been like 6 years old or 7 years old, there were several soldiers on this flight, and he went up to each one by one and said, "Thank you for helping defend our country." It was just amazing.
Wow.
Anyway, I'm proud of them being there, and I'm grateful that they're there.
Well, we're going to have a good visit from June Reed. She's going to tell us what's going on over there. The Constitution got delayed a week, which doesn't bother me. You know, Sam, it took our country 13 years to get its Constitution going, and I think we can wait an extra week on one from Iraq, don't you?
Well, it's one of those things, you got to do it right, because if you don't do it right, you're better off waiting a week till you can get it right.
Exactly right. Sam, what are your folks saying about the next 60 days?
Well, the next 60 days look good to us. There's a lot of momentum in the economy, and this could change. I mean, it does change month to month, and that's why we do the survey each month. But looking out for the next 60 days, employment looks particularly strong, and we think that conditions will be good. But I think we're watching things carefully. The oil at $66 a barrel, $67 a barrel, and at the pump, which is affects you and me and everybody listening, at $2.50 or $2.70 a gallon, that's getting to us. Our feeling is that if oil goes to over $70 a barrel, say $75 a barrel, which it might, and the pump goes to close to $3 a gallon, it will have an effect. So we're watching that. That's one of the elements in the potential perfect storm here.
If petroleum prices and gasoline prices go up to that degree, has the Fed overreacted on their interest rates?
No, I don't think so. And in fact, there's enough momentum where our judgment is that the interest rate, we've got at least one more increase in the interest rate, and probably more, because we're still, by historic standards, pretty low. And it depends, to some degree, on inflation. And inflation does include the effects of the price mm-hmm. of oil and gas at the station. So and that trickles through because everything that we buy gets delivered somehow, and that delivery includes it's got an energy component.
Right.
So we'll watch that. I think that we have some ways to go before the interest becomes up to historic standards, and it's got to stay up with inflation. And inflation is on the rise, and we'll get a report on that today too. Stay
right.
tuned on the. To the reports on what the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, will come out today.
Speaking of inflation, are you guys able to raise prices, and are they raising prices?
Yes. in our business, which has been really strong, we're growing. We've gone from 400 to 500 partners in our business, and the demand is extremely strong, and that's a good sign about the economy overall too. And we're allocating a scarce resource, which is great talent to meet needs, and I'll have to say our prices have gone up this year to some degree, and we don't include a price component question
in
our survey. Maybe we should.
I think you ought to.
Yeah.
I'd like to recommend that. That'd be information I'd like to know. I think that would tell us a little bit about the health of health of the companies, the ability to raise prices, and the profitability opportunity of the companies.
True.
I'm sorry, I got to stop because we're coming up on the end of the hour. As always, thank you for being here. Give us the website one more time.
TatumPartners.com, and it's been a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you, Sam. As always, we'll see you next month.
Great.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, with Tatum Partners, TatumPartners.com. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.